Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. We are presently going through Philippians. And we've got to chapter 3. Let's see, where did we leave off? About verse 12 or so. Let's see, not as though I had already attained. Either were already perfect. We should back up a little bit. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable to his death, if by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul is telling us, let go of the past. Whatever you were, whatever you've given up, whatever you've lost, whatever you suffered, all of those things, leave them behind. Wherever you're at right now, whatever has happened to you in the past, surrender it to God Almighty. Ask him for a new life. Ask him to lead you and guide you from this day forward into everlasting life, to the resurrection of the dead, to the perfecting of your character, to perfecting you to being the man, woman of God that he wants you to be. From this moment forward, he can heal your mind, he can heal your heart, he can heal your soul. Just whatever it is, give it to him. And start today to press on, as Paul says, toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This is the object of every Christian man and woman, to press on for the prize. The prize is eternal life, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, to be the man that he wants you to be the woman that he wants you to be. Let us therefore, verse 15, as many as be perfect, and perhaps we might want to use the word, as many as are being perfected, be thus minded. Because in the spiritual realm, in our calling with God, if we are allowing him to perfect us, then we are at the moment perfect in him. Because we're allowing that work in us. If you're not carrying your cross, that is the perfecting work, by the way. If you want to know what it means to be perfected in Christ, it isn't about having knowledge. It isn't about knowing everything there is to know. But it's about allowing God, his Holy Spirit, to work in you, in crucifying the deeds of the flesh. That's how we become perfected. When we crucify something, it's dead and it's buried. Problem with this mortal flesh is that we're dragging around a dead body. We, in the Spirit, we're perfected because we're allowing the Spirit to work in us, crucifying the deeds of the flesh. But our body has not been resurrected. It still is under the curse, and it must suffer death. Unless you're going to be one of the few that will be alive and remain at his coming. Then you will be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You won't have to visit the grave. But it will be a death of the body nonetheless. Just a little bit different circumstance in that it will be an instantaneous change. But I'm going to tell you what I understand from God's word is that for those that have, and that is most of the saints that have lived before us and died and gone to the grave, or whatever manner, the demise of their flesh. Some burned in fires. Some were drowned. Some were tortured to death. It doesn't matter. Not a problem for an almighty God. Don't have to worry about it. When you go to the grave, I believe it's instantaneous. That you just kind of fast forward in time, because what would you know anyway? You aren't sleeping, you aren't aware of anything. Even if time does elapse, you're entering eternity. Next thing you know, you're at the resurrection. And those of us that are alive and remain, the few that are left at that time, that get to experience his coming, guess what? It'll be the same instant. That's the instant they will know. Those that are dead, it's the same instant you'll know when you are transformed, changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, because it's the same event where you're caught up, and it says that we will forever be with the Lord. And a glorious day. He says, I count not myself to have apprehended. In other words, even Paul, in his age here, in his maturity in Christ, says, I'm still being perfected. I'm still suffering. I'm still crucifying the deeds of the flesh. And I find after 45 years, so am I. I'm no better than Paul. He was a man. I'm a man. He was chosen as apostle. I'm chosen as a servant today. And I thank God for that. It says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, as do we all, if we belong to Him. And let us not have any illusions about our true position in Christ. Repent. The kingdom is at hand. Let us therefore, as many be perfect, where we left off, or as many as are being perfected, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this to you. Yes, we have that confidence. Because we admit we're not perfect. We admit we still need perfecting. So God will reveal that to us. And when will He reveal that to us? When He chooses to work on that. Fortunately for us, He doesn't try to do all the work at once, because we would lose ourselves. But He says that God will reveal even this unto you when the time comes to move on from the perfection in one area of your life to move on to another. God will reveal that. And a lot of times those old areas where God was working on perfection, perfecting us, so you kind of come back up. You need a little more perfecting there. Need a little more work on that. Let's make sure the perfection in this area. Yes, it is a lifelong process. Don't think that, oh, well, you know, after I follow Jesus for 10 years, then I'll be perfect. No. Paul does not express that. You will find that expressed nowhere in God's Word, that the only time we will be perfected is when we see Him. The Scripture says we will be like Him, and that will be in the resurrection. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same things. So whatever you have attained, don't go back. Continue to walk therein. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so, as ye have us for an ensample. Verse 18, chapter 3. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Paul here continues, talking about the dogs, the evil workers, the mutilators of the church of God, of the souls of men. He says, for many. And he uses the word many there, going back to the words of the Messiah in chapter 3 of Matthew, where he talks about the few and the many. And Paul's talking about the church again, just like Jesus did. First, Jesus starts out with the few and the many and the world at large, and then he narrows it down to the church. And he says, many, will come to me in that day. And I will say to those many, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. He's talking about church people. He's going to say, I never knew you, but they're going to proclaim that they worked for him, that they knew him, but he's going to say, I never knew you. Paul, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. You got your name it, claim it. You got your fake healers. You got men putting on a show, selling miracles and signs and wonders. You got men following after new revelations in the church. Paul says it's the many. So I come back. Who am I? By the grace of God, I'm one of the few. By the grace of God, you are one of the few and not one of the many. It's God's word. It's God's word that declares that the many of the church are lost, that the many in church leadership are leading people astray. And you can start with the Antichrist church, the great apostate whore that is leading the bulk of the visible church astray. They have billions of followers in the Antichrist church and all of their ecumenical daughters. And they welcome all, Hindus, Buddhists, whatever, it doesn't matter. Atheists are all welcome in the apostate church today. They are the enemies of the cross of Christ because they give you a different cross to carry, their cross. It says, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, they mind earthly things. Watch them. They mind earthly things. They think because they're rich, they are increased in goods, they're popular, very popular, they mind earthly things. Popularity, riches, notoriety, power, money, earthly things. They dress themselves up in nice robes. They have beautiful mansions, lots of money, and they sell lots of books. Very popular. To become popular, any wise man would be afraid. Paul continues in verse 20. He says, for our conversation is in heaven. Yes, we're seated in heavenly places. Let our lifestyle be in the kingdom of heaven. Our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. The work that he has begun in us, he will complete it. He will subdue all things in his kingdom unto himself. That's why the gospel is so important. The gospel that Jesus preached. Repent. Allow Christ to subdue all things in you to himself. The work which he has begun in us, he will complete it to the day of Jesus Christ. Moving on. Chapter 4 and verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Paul says, because of all these things, everything we read up to this point, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. The work that Paul is doing, he has one object, and that is to store up his treasure in heaven, not minding earthly things, but minding heavenly things. He says, you are my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord. If I lose you, I lose my treasure. If you don't stand fast, you're listening to Across the Border. My name is Nicholas, and we're going through Philippians. And we have one chapter left to go before we move on to and continue in chapter 4. I'd like to have you visit my website, crosstheborder.org. Make sure you subscribe there. You'll find this Bible study. If not posted there now, it will be shortly hereafter. Go to my website and make sure you subscribe there. Email me. Go to the contact page there and send me an email. Let me know how you like the broadcast, if you're being edified. If there's anything else I can do for you, please let me know. I would like to hear from you. If you'd like to support this broadcast, there's a link there at my website at crosstheborder.org in the left-hand column to firstamendmentradio.com or .net. And go ahead and press the support button there. And just put a note in there for Across the Border or whatever program you like that you're supporting for, or several programs. But that's the way to get to support Across the Border, is to go to firstamendmentradio.net and make sure you download the Prophecy Reality app there for your smartphone, okay? And that way you can listen to First Amendment Radio and this broadcast and my weekly Prophecy Reality broadcast. I do a live broadcast every Wednesday morning where we talk primarily about prophecy reality news, things in the news, if there is any. And sometimes there is. Most of the time there's not really a lot of prophecy news going on because we are historicists here and we're looking for prophecy that in the news that fits with actual historicism and what's in the Bible, rather than getting excited about everything that we, there's a lot of that out there, people who will try to weave everything into prophecy, but we don't do that. But we always have some topic that we're going to cover, and I have several books that I've written on prophecy. You'll see those at my website when you go to crosstheborder.org, and all of my books are, are free. If you want an EPUB edition or a PDF version of them, all you got to do is go to the free ebook tab there and follow the directions. First, subscribe to my blog, and then share, and then ask for a copy of whichever book it is. If you'd like a second book, well, then I would like you to write a review on Amazon of the first book, and that way then I'll give you another book. Of course, just those that support, all of those things are available just for the asking. Those are that actually give us financial support at firstamendmentradio.com. All those things are available just for the asking for all of our supporters. And, like I said, if you want a free e-copy, whether you have the money, the inclination to support us, you may already be supporting missionaries and other ministries to the maximum, because that's where God has told you to give, and I would not ask you to change that. I would just ask you to be just sensitive to God and only support us or firstamendmentradio.com if you feel like that's what God wants you to do with what you are eager and faithfully want to give to His work. Because when you give to the work of God, you are joining your labor, the labor that you labored with, for that gift that you're giving. You're joining your labor to those that spend all of their time laboring in God's kingdom, such as I do here. And this is my life. This is all I do, is First Amendment Radio and Across the Border and ministry work here. This is, I derive my livelihood from whatever God's people choose to give here. I collect no welfare, no socialist security. I consider that theft. And even though I'm of age to collect it, if I were to apply for it, which I refuse to do, I'm not a card carrying socialist. I do see it as theft, and the nation admits that they don't have the money and that they're borrowing it from their children's children. Well, I'm not going to steal from my children or anybody else's children when I can work in God's kingdom and God will faithfully provide everything I need, as he said in his word. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And he says, and all these things, and in context, the things that he's talking about are housing, clothing, travel, whatever you need, money to pay your bills, to buy food. He says, and all these things will be added to you. So it's a bonus. He says, seek first my kingdom. Guess what? You get the kingdom. You get eternal life. And he says, then I'll worry. You don't have to worry about the other things. And he certainly says, forget not all of my benefits. And that's another reason why I will not turn to Caesar, the beast, for the benefits that they steal from my neighbor. Okay, you're listening to Cross the Border, and we'll be back after some messages and news, and we'll continue or finish Philippians. Don't go anywhere.